بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى.
Verse number 65. The magician said to Musa, peace be upon him, O Musa, you have one of two options. Either you will be the first to throw down the magic you have, or we will be the first to do so.
قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى.
Verse number 66. Musa, peace be upon him, said, rather, you throw what you have first. So they threw what they had, and suddenly their ropes and sticks that they had thrown seemed to Musa, because of their magic, to be snakes moving quickly.
فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى.
Verse number 67. Musa was inwardly alarmed, thinking that they would have come for him.
قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى.
Verse number 68. Allah said to Musa, peace be upon him, reassuring him, do not be afraid of what they seem to you. You, O Musa, have the upper hand over them, and you will be victorious.
وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى.
Verse number 69. Throw down the stick that is in your right hand. It will turn into a snake and swallow up the magic they have produced. They have only produced a magic trick, and a magician will not achieve his objective, whatever he may be.
فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى.
Verse number 70. So Musa threw down his stick and it turned into a snake and swallowed up what the magicians had produced. The magicians then all prostrated to Allah once they came to know that what Musa had was not magic, but it was from Allah, and they said, we have faith in the Lord of Musa and Harun, the Lord of all created things.
قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل ولتعلمن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى.
Verse number 71. Fir'aun said in rejection of the faith of the magicians and a threat to them, have you believed in Musa before I have given you permission to do so? Musa must be your master, O magicians, who taught you magic. I shall certainly cut off from each one of you one hand and foot from opposite sides. Then I will crucify your bodies on the trunks of palm trees until you die. You will become a lesson for others, and you will know then which of us has the fiercer and more lasting punishment, I or the Lord of Musa?
قالوا لن نؤثرك على ما جاءنا من البينات والذي فطرنا فاقض ما أنت قاض إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا.
Verse number 72. The magician said to Fir'aun, we shall never prefer following you, O Fir'aun, to following the clear signs that have come to us. We will never prefer you to Allah who created us. So do whatever you want to us. You only have power over us in this present transient life, and your power will soon vanish.
Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfira lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr. Wallahu khayrun wa abqa.
Verse number 73. We believe in our Lord, with the hope that He will erase from us our past sins of disbelief and other sins, and that He will erase from us the sin of magic that you forced us to learn, practice, and challenge Musa with. Allah has a better reward than what you promise us, and His punishment is more lasting than the punishment you threaten us with.
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Verse number 74. The matter and gist is that those who come to their Lord on the Day of Judgment as disbelievers will enter the fire to remain there forever. Therein, they will not die and be relieved of their torment, nor will they live a pleasant life.
وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ.
Verse number 75. Those who come to their sustainer on the Day of Judgment as believers, who had done righteous actions, then such people will be rewarded with lofty abodes and high ranks in paradise.
جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
Verse number 76. Those ranks are gardens of eternity with streams flowing under their palaces, and there they will stay there forever. That is the reward of those who purify themselves from disbelief and sins. Beneficial points. 1. Good manners is of benefit in this world and the hereafter, since the magicians gave Musa the option to throw first, or to let them throw first. This brought them the benefit of being blessed with faith. 2. A magician will never succeed or survive wherever he may go or practice his tricks. He will never obtain his objective through magic, whether good or bad. 3. An intelligent person should compare the pleasures of the world against the pleasures of the afterlife, and the punishment of this world against the punishment of the hereafter. 4. Faith does miracles. The faith of the magicians was more firm than the mountains, and therefore the punishment of the world was easy for them to bear, and they were not concerned by Fir'aun's threats. 5. The habit of the transgressors is that they threaten the people of truth with severe punishment in order to humiliate and disgrace them. 6. The rejecting disbeliever in hell will neither live nor die. 7. The reward of those who purify themselves from disbelief and sins will be gardens of eternity that have rivers of wine, honey, milk, and water flowing under their abodes.
وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي فَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسًا لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَىٰ.
Verse number 77. And I revealed to Musa to take my servants by night from Egypt so that nobody notices them, and make for them a dry path in the sea after striking the sea with the staff, safely without fearing Fir'aun and his people catching up with you, nor being scared of drowning in the sea.
فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِهِ فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ.
Verse number 78. Then Fir'aun, accompanied by his armies, followed them. Then he and his armies were engulfed by part of the sea, the reality of which only Allah knows. They all drowned and perished, whilst Musa and those with him were saved.
وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى.
Verse number 79. And Pharaoh misguided his people by making disbelief appear good to them, and by deceiving them through falsehood, and he did not direct them towards the path of guidance.
يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى.
Verse number 80. And I said to the children of Israel, after saving them from Pharaoh and his armies, O children of Israel, I saved you from your enemy, and I promised you that I will speak to Musa to the right of the valley by Mount Tur. And I sent down to you whilst you were wandering food you can eat, which is sweet and resembles gum, and birds which resemble quails.
كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا فِيهِ فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي وَمَن يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى.
Verse number 81. Eat the wholesome lawful foods I have provided you, and do not go beyond what I have made lawful to you, so you consume what I have made forbidden for you, otherwise my anger will fall on you. Whoever my anger falls upon will be destroyed and fall into hell.
وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِّمَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى.
Verse number 82. And I'm extremely forgiving and pardoning to one who repents to me, does good deeds, and is then firm on the truth.
وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Verse number 83. And what has made you rush from your people, O Musa, leaving them behind?
قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى.
Verse number 84. Musa, peace be upon him, said, here they are behind me, they shall catch up with me. I preceded my people in coming to you, so that you become pleased with me for coming towards you quickly.
قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي.
Verse number 85. Allah said, I have tested your people whom you left behind through worship of the calf. Samiri called them to worshipping it, and he has misguided them through this.
فَرَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَمْ يَعِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدُ أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي.
Verse number 86. Musa turned to his people, angered by their worship of the calf and grieving over them. Musa, peace be upon him, said, my people, did Allah not make you a good promise that He will send the Torah to you and enter you into paradise? Had a long time passed upon you that you forgot? Or did you intend through this action of yours that your Lord's anger should descend upon you and His punishment befall you? And this is why you broke your promise to me to stay firm on obedience until I return to you?
أخلفنا موعدك بملكنا ولكننا حملنا أوزارا من زينة القوم ولكننا حملنا أوزارا من زينة زينت القوم فقذفناها فكذلك ألقى السامري.
Verse number 87. Musa's people said, "We did not break your promise, O Musa, by our own choice, but rather by compulsion. We carried large weights of the jewelry of Pharaoh's people, and we threw them into a ditch to get rid of them. But as we threw them into the ditch, Samiri threw into it some dust he had from the hoof of the horse of Jibril, peace be upon him." Beneficial points. 1. It is Allah's custom to make retribution from the wrongdoers, through which the believers' hearts are relieved, they find solace and the anger of their hearts is removed. 2. Destroying is Allah's custom as the end result of disbelief, misguidance, and not following Allah's guidance. 3. Whoever treads the straight path, follows the noble messenger, follows the firm religion, Allah forgives his sins and pardons his previous mistakes and persistent disobedience. 4. A tyrant is a misfortune for himself and his people, because he leads them astray from guidance, and he does not guide them towards good or salvation. 5. Blessings require protection and gratitude, which brings more, whereas rejecting them necessitates Allah's anger descending. 6. Allah is always forgiving to one who repents from associating partners with Allah, disbelief and sinning, who believes in Him and does good deeds, and who then remains steadfast on the truth until he dies on it. 7. Although hastiness disliked in general, promptness is praiseworthy in religious matters. 8. Musa, peace be upon him, had every right to return to his people in extreme anger and grief, due to the worship of the calf they committed after him.